From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome to Radio Night Live. I mean, this is not Kevin McCullough, sorry to say, but we are going to give our very best wishes to Kevin. Kevin had a tummy ache. Poor Kevin. He had a tummy ache and he let us know about it. And it's the when he was telling us about his symptoms, however, it was much, much more than a tummy ache. So I'm so glad that he got the help that he needed and he had to have emergency gallbladder surgery. So folks, do not listen to your body. Listen to your body. If you have a severe stomach ache where you are debilitated and you are like, you know, crumpled over, get yourself to the ER, get yourself to the doctor, because Kevin did. And within a few hours, he was under the knife and he is back. And obviously not today, he's not back, he's recovering, but he will be back on Monday or on next week for Radio Night Live. So we're gonna, you know, wish him all the best. We have a great show tonight. We have Steve Cuzzo from the New York Post that we're welcoming back, and he's gonna give us the lay of the land on some real estate. And then we have our good friend, Adrienne Arsht, impact philanthropist. So she's going to come back and you know what? She should fill us in on that Carmen production that she underwrote back last year. Last time she was on, she was heading to the opera and I was heading to Times Square. So, and then happy spring, by the way, AB. It happened
happy
this week.
Spring
happened. The first day of spring and it's was this week and then it got cold.
I know. I can't believe it. You know, yesterday I was in such shock because earlier this week I had been with my light jacket. I was like, spring has sprung. I'm ready to go. And then on Thursday I walk out of my house and I'm shivering. I go run back in for my winter coat, my hat, my scarf. It was not the day, but it's been a huge week for you, Christine. Birthday and an op-ed in the Daily News.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yesterday, right. It my congestion pricing, you know, I'm on my quest, you know, for a more equitable congestion pricing program than what they are sort of advocating for right now, which is a huge fee, $15, just to get into the Central Business District. And, you know, look, I understand the MTA needs money. I'm not saying not to do congestion pricing, but $15, that is just way too much for folks in the hospitality industry. And, you know, everybody from the mayor, the nightlife mayor and the MTA, they're all saying, oh, we need a robust 24/7 city. Well, the only way you're going to get that is if you have people who are able to work the night shift. That's the key here. And the people who work the night shift, well, guess what? They drive their cars. They drive their cars in because they're leaving at 2 a.m, 3 a.m, 4 a.m. They're not getting on a subway. They can't get on a Metro North or Long Island Railroad or Jersey Transit at that hour. So, you know, I feel for those hospitality workers that if congestion pricing goes in as is, as they're advocating with $15, that's going to cost them upwards of $5,000 a year. You know, I know they give a break for people that make $50,000, but maybe they make 55, maybe they make 60. We're not talking rich people here. We're talking the backbone of New York City. This is the group that keeps this city thriving, our tourism economy thriving, and they're going to get smacked hard to the point where they might say, Miami might be a little bit better. You know, this is what we have to worry about, folks. We're competing with ourselves here, not alone. We're competing also with Miami and with Austin and with other cities that would, they look at New York and they're like, they're taxing the middle class once again. So anyway, yeah, I had a congestion pricing op-ed in the Daily News, and I'm I know it sounds controversial, but I think all those free bridges that we New Yorkers sneak around to avoid tolls, I think you got to toll those, but at the price of a MetroCard. So it's not going to break the bank, but it's going to contribute a little bit, and you'll feel much less pain and a lot more gain for the MTA, and everybody will benefit from that. So we were talking about spring, AB, and you know what is opening this weekend?
What, Christine?
Luna Park in Coney Island.
Wow.
To me, that seems pretty early. I don't remember it ever opening this early, but maybe. But it just, I can't. So summer's got to be right around the corner. But yeah, Luna Park is going to be opening Coney Island, 1000 Surf Avenue. I grew up near Coney Island visiting my dad on the weekends, and I just feel blessed. But I think they've got some kind of promotion that the first 97 guests to brave the cyclone, because the cyclone will be celebrating its 97th birthday.
Wow.
We'll get a free egg cream treat which is a classic Coney Island beverage treat. And have you had an egg cream, AB?
It's so funny, Christine. So I have to admit, I haven't, but I can tell you that our dear friend of Fun Friday, very own T Square, Tom Harris, loves a good egg cream, especially from the Brooklyn Diner.
Oh, yeah. Egg creams are terrific. Hey, by the way, why Kevin was so late getting to the Brooklyn Deli? He was looking for that.
You know what? He was looking for that 12-bite
hot dog.
12-bite right, okay. Hot dog, Christina.
Yeah.
12-bite hot dog.
Yeah. Well, look, folks, if you want to get a great taste of an egg cream, and I dare you to have it. And by the way, it is a really delicious treat. Head over to Coney Island, celebrate the cyclone, celebrating 97 years. There's another roller coaster. If you like roller coasters and amusement parks, there's another one in our area, right up at Rye Playland. Now, they're not opening until May 16th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got the Dragon Coaster, and that is celebrating 95 years. So it's right behind the cyclone, right? So this is, you know, so it's a throwback to the old days with these wooden roller coasters, which, you know, yes, they're thrilling, they're scary, you know, they're steep, but the noise that a wooden roller coaster makes is part of the thrill. It really, and the shaking, it really is exciting. So check out Rye Playland. That is really a fantastic gem that, you know, it's, and by the way, in the wintertime, they have a lot going on the boardwalk. They've got a dog beach, which is off season. You can, you know, bring your dogs and let them run around on the beach there. It's all gated. It's great. That will, of course, end because once the season starts, they put up a big inflatable slide on the beach. The beach is open for beachgoers. They've got a pool there. It's a brand new pool too, by the way, and it's zero gravity entry, so it's safe for the kids. They've got a splash zone, and they've got one of the greatest, quaintest, amazing amusement parks, I'd say ever, you know, anywhere, because it's really family friendly. I love Coney Island. I mean, we're blessed. We have these two amazing amusement parks basically in the New York City area, one just in Rye, one in Coney Island. So you're going from Coney Island in the south up to Rye in the north. So, you know, might be
really
a little early for me, but I'm ready for it by May. I am going to be at opening day at Rye Playland.
That's amazing. And one of the best things that you've taught me, Christine, is being a tourist in your own town. And I think that's what makes, you know, these amusement parks and all the different attractions that we have in New York so special. And I know we'll be talking to Adrian a bit as well. And just the culture, the arts, the tourist attractions, be a tourist in your own town. Enjoy what makes this New York so, so special.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, we are blessed to be in this area of the country where we have so many options. We have Broadway, we have, you know, opera, we have dance, we have also beautiful nature too. It doesn't take much just to go in Central Park, by the way, and you could see waterfalls and you can walk through the Ramble, which is really special, or you could take a ride up to the Catskills. But folks, if you do want to go check out Luna Park, the opening, just go to lunaparknyc.com. And then if you want to plan ahead for the opening of Rye Playland, it's just playland.com. So you could go to playland.com or lunaparknyc.com. But folks, don't go away. We got a great show ahead of us. Steve Cusa will be next from the New York Post.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Sometimes the most compelling stories come from the most unexpected places. Picture this. You're just a 14-year-old boy, abruptly awakened by a solemn priest at your boarding school. Your father's been shot, and you're rushed to his side in Los Angeles. But as you stand by his bedside, witnessing his final moments, you can't shake the memories of another tragedy years before when your uncle, the president, met a similar fate. As you journey back, the train moves sluggishly, every inch weighed down by a nation mourning your father's loss. Life throws curveballs, and for Robert Kennedy Jr., it was a journey marked by highs and lows. His story is one of resilience, tragedy, and redemption. The Real RFK Jr., the most important documentary of the year. Witness his incredible journey and his legacy. For a limited time, watch it free at therfkmovie.com. The Real RFK Jr., a story that needs to be told. Visit therfkmovie.com now.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Hugh Hewitt weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, followed by Mike Gallagher at 9. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
You aren't the only one who enjoys listening to Salem Media Group.
Everybody at Salem Media Group, you've been incredible. You really are, and you're very popular. More popular than you would even know.
We'd say you're in pretty good company.
And in Salem, what the job you do is great. I'm telling you, Salem has really done a fantastic job. I just want to thank you. You have courage. You have really courage, because I know it's not easy. Congratulations.
AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts tell it like it is.
No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, folks, we're back. And tonight's amazing guest, I want to welcome back Steve Cuso from the New York Post. He covers two of my favorite items in New York, restaurants and real estate. He also kind of throws crime in there every now and then. But he had a recent article touting New York City as the safest large city in America, which it has been for years, by the way, from the time Mayor Giuliani was in office, I should say. But we've got Steve Cuso. And then don't go away, folks. After Steve, we're going to have Adrian Arsh, impact philanthropist, calling in, who is really amazing, doing some fantastic work in the philanthropy space. But Steve Cuso, welcome back to Radio Night Live. And let's talk about what you've been writing about this week. I think you said it's more you have a better chance of getting murdered in New York City than you do getting hit by a fish carried by an eagle.
No, you have a, Christine, thanks, by the way, and thanks for having me on. It's always fun. No, you have a better chance of being hit on the head with the fish dropped by the eagle than you do of being murdered in New York City.
Okay. How did you come up with that analogy? I'm just wondering, were you ever hit by a fish?
Well, if you really want to know, it's something, I stole it. It's something that I read 30 years ago. I can't remember what it was, but it always stuck in my head. And
I love
always
it.
Thought it's a great analogy, a great comparison if you want to show how rare or if not impossible something is. It says you have a better chance of being hit on the head by a fish dropped by an eagle. Now, when you think of, first of all, we don't have many eagles around. And second of all, you know, it's patently ridiculous. So that's where I got that from.
I love it. I love it. And of course, when you say we don't have many eagles, of course, I happen to think of the beautiful hawk who flew into a building, you know, and perished after being outside of captivity for over a year, which, you know, God bless if anybody could live outside.
That wasn't a hawk. That was the owl.
Oh, the spotted owl or Falco?
Owl with a name. They gave it a name. It was an owl that escaped from the zoo. Because cage was broken or something. It escaped.
Yeah. Then, his name was Falco. I think Falco, right? Falco. I remember.
Yeah, that was an owl, not a hawk, not an eagle. Definitely not an eagle.
It was an owl, and it was a beautiful owl. So rest in peace, Falco. We miss you. But you know, we're living in New York City, where only our elected officials will now think of forcing buildings to have soft landings for birds that crash into them. I mean, I kid you not.
I know. Our elected officials are definitely innocent about they're on another planet.
Well, let's talk about that, because real estate is a topic you cover so well, and it seems to be doing well. You're going to tell us, but it also seems like our elected officials are not helping the real estate industry really succeed in getting what we need more than ever in New York City, which is market rate housing. But give us a lay of the land on real estate.
Well, there's a lot of different kinds of real estate. You know, my specialty is not residential, but commercial real estate, which is a completely different animal. The city and the state have done nothing to encourage, to promote the development, construction of housing, whether affordable or not, and it's a pity. And you know, there are mechanisms that were intended to, you know, facilitate and encourage development of housing, and in the city, in the five boroughs, mainly a program called 421A, which gave developers a certain tax abatement, tax incentive for creating new housing, new buildings that would include a significant number of so-called affordable housing units. And that expired a year and a half ago. And the legislature in Albany, which controls these things, the legislature is sometimes, I hate to say this, but it's to the left of Lenin on some of these topics. And the government, they don't want it. They hate developers. They hate landlords. And they just don't want it. And the governor Hochul, has fought the good fight, to her credit, trying to get some replacement back for 421A, which would allow new apartments to be constructed. And so far, she's run into a total brick wall.
Yeah, and like the owl, I know. But once that happens, if there's some ease on that, not only will you see more housing, but you'll see more jobs because of the construction industry, and you'll just see everything start to flourish once again. It's a great economic pipeline. Let's touch base on some commercial real estate. You wrote an article yesterday, New York City landlords luring workers back to offices with pickleball, golf simulators, and arcade games and gourmet food.
A lot of the big landlords, office building owners, are spending fortunes to install all kinds of, you know, fun amenities in their buildings. And the hope, I mean, it's really got a twin purpose. One is to Get more people back into the office, or people who work from home. But more important than that is simply to make the buildings more attractive to tenants, to encourage tenants to sign leases there. Because if you're a company and you want to expand, or you need a new home or whatever in Manhattan especially, you want to know that your building has all this fun stuff. So they include, it's amazing the array of attractions. They include, there's a building at 120 Broadway. It's a Larry Silverstein building where they have one floor that's full of fun stuff. They have a 1980s video arcade. They've got all kinds of, facilities. Seagram Building underground, you can't see it unless you're a tenant, but they have an underground thing there called the Playground, which is 40,000 square feet of, basketball courts, pickleball courts. Other projects have meditation rooms. They have private restaurants that only tenants can go to. This is unprecedented. And I interviewed one guy from the Durst organization who said, one of the power guys there, said that very rare. 10 years ago, there were maybe three buildings in Manhattan that made this kind of effort. And now there are about 70 of them. And they tend to be the better buildings, the new ones. But there are also some older ones. There's a building on 3rd Avenue. It's called One Grand Central, even though it's on 3rd Avenue. And it's an old building. They needed to do something to make it attractive to younger tenants especially. And so they installed a private theater in there where the landlord actually puts on live musical entertainment, not every day, but at certain times during the year. And it's an amazing thing. You look at this stuff and you think, why do I want to stay home? Look what I'm doing.
Right. Yeah, we're competing with Netflix, right? I mean, we're competing with cushy couches and Netflix. And let's hope it works, Steve Cuso. You always have your finger on the pulse of real estate. And if this is the way to get New Yorkers back to work, let's hope so. And pay attention, real estate moguls, for those that own the B buildings, which we may be in. Maybe we could use some sprucing up, okay? It's a challenge to get my folks back in.
Your building, I know your building on West 44th Street. And it could definitely, right now it's lacking what they call the cool factor.
Yes, it is.
Talk to your landlord. Tell them you want the cool factor.
We want the cool factor. I think I'm going to send him your article. Steve Cuso, the New York Post. You could catch him with his real estate columns and restaurants. And you're just such an amazing New Yorker. Thanks for joining us tonight, Steve Cuso.
Thanks so much, Christine. Always a pleasure.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Islamic State Group has claimed responsibility for an attack in Moscow in a statement posted on affiliated channels on social media. In a statement posted by the Amaq news agency, the group said it attacked a large gathering of Christians in the city of Krasnogorsk on the outskirts of the Russian capital of Moscow, killing and wounding hundreds. It was not immediately possible to verify the authenticity of the claim. Texas authorities say a school bus with more than 40 pre-kindergarten students has collided with a concrete truck and rolled over while returning from a field trip. At least two people are dead. Friday's accident happened in the suburbs outside Austin. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 305 points, the Nasdaq rose 27, the S&P declined 7. More details at srnnews.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to join me and Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this 4th of July weekend. Reserve your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts, all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Go to am970theanswer.com to listen live. Tune into podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Are you ready to embark on an unforgettable expedition to Alaska this summer? Then join me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise, sailing over 4th of July weekend. Learn more at patriotsalaskacruise.com. This experience is a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures with like-minded patriots and sought-after speakers. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Join Mike Gallagher and me June 29th to July 6th. Secure your cabin today by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com. That's 855-565-5519, patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala of the Idala Power Hour. I am so excited about this event we are hosting this Monday night, March 25th, from 6 to 8 p.m. live. Come meet us outside on the famous Restaurant Row, 46th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue, Holdfast Kitchen and Spirits, 364 West 46th Street, for an outdoor live remote broadcast of the Arthur Idala Power Hour in conjunction with the Times Square Alliance. Come out and meet me in person along with my co-host for the night, Tom Harris, president of the Times Square Alliance, along with special guests, some of the most amazing restaurateurs along Restaurant Row. Did you know that one block contains more than a century of culinary history? So join us Monday, March 25th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Hold Fast Kitchen and Spirits, 364 West 46th Street. I promise it'll be a fun night on New York City's historic and famous Restaurant Row at the crossroads of the world in the greatest city in the world, New York City.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And we're back, folks. Hope you are enjoying your Friday evening, and it's going to get even better and more lively because our guest tonight, Adrienne Arsht, we're going to welcome her back. And if you recall, for our listeners, Adrienne closed out our year last year. She was our last guest on December 29th, 2023, last year. And she was in town in New York because she had underwritten the upcoming brand new Carmen, which was playing at the Met Opera. And that was the New Year's Eve event. So, Adrienne, welcome back to Radio Night Live, and we need an update. A little bit late, but we need the update on Carmen. What did you think? What do you know? And also your passion for the opera, the Metropolitan Opera, being one of our greatest gems here in New York City.
Well, I will just hearken back to that last few moments of last year. Yes, I was off to the Met, and you were testing the confetti in Times Square.
That's right. That's right. The confetti worked. I have to tell you, it worked really nicely, and we had great weather. So, and you were up at Lincoln Center, so, you know, you were 30 blocks north. How did that go?
Also, the opera was same music, Bizet, same songs we can all hum along to. Moderately similar plot, except it, instead of taking place in Spain with the bullfight, it took place in southwest Texas at a rodeo. And there are people that are quite excited when any production is rethought. And there's some who say, don't touch the oldies. I like the set with the elephant in it. The Met Opera is redoing Aida, and it's known for the animals in the procession. Sometimes they get a little bit feisty and distracting. So in this instance, there was also a lot of graphics. The newer productions used lighting and screen textures that they can do to change so much of what you see. You know, not so involved in lowering sets anymore. But the opera was fun, if you can say fun, given the fact that Carmen is killed in the end.
Oh my goodness, you just blew it. I mean, spoiler alert.
Yeah, I was hoping that they'd change the ending, but that does not change.
Does she get killed in the same way as what I recall?
Yes. She gets stabbed. And there are opera bloopers. There's the expression, the show must go on, really comes out of the theater. And one of the great fun things I have when I come to New York is to get together with friends on a Monday night, which is dark night, with theater people, and get them to tell you stories of things that go wrong and how they had the show must go on. And there was a production of Carmen not so long ago in which I'll call him the murderer for want of anything else. He's supposed to stab her. Somebody forgot to put the knife in his costume. And so he did not have a way to kill her. So he grabbed her around the neck. Now, that could work. But not when you're a singer.
You have to sing.
One thing you do is you're dying aria while he's trying to strangle you. But they got through it. The show must go on. It's one of my guiding principles when I think of anything, that you do get through it. But opera is the combination of song, music. There's always dance. There's a chorus. And so it's the...
And amazing sets, right? I mean, yeah. The sets are just fantastic. And it sounds like with this new production of Carmen, they've digitized the sets, which maybe this is an appeal to the younger audience.
Well, it was quite, yes. I mean, it was feel to make the definitions between the indoors and the outdoors. And... yes, and they've done it in a few other productions. And my first intellectual reaction was, well, that's kind of fake. But now that I've gone to them and seen them, the lushness of the scenery that they can do, the depth of a street scene, there was quite something wonderful with projections when they did West Side Story recently.
That's right, yeah. On Broadway, they had a whole lot of digitization of the scenery. Well, folks, don't go away. Adrian Arsh is going to stay with us for another segment. Lucky us, because we've heard about opera, but we want to hear what else you're doing. Adrian Arsh is responsible for bringing Carmen. You know, it wouldn't have been possible without her. So, Adrian, we're excited to hear more about it. Don't go away, folks. Radio Night Live.
In two creations, Bara and Asa, Emmanuel J. Charles reveals that life on Earth was not evolved, but created by Almighty God. He explains that the first three verses of the Bible should be considered as three distinct events that took place in four different eras of Earth's history. This book presents undeniable claims supported by logical reasoning, scientific evidence, and biblical truth. Get your copy now.
Available on Amazon now.
War has played a key role in the history of the United States, from the nation's founding right down to the present. Wars made the United States independent, kept it together, increased its size, and established it as a global superpower. Hi, I'm James Early, host of the Key Battles of American History podcast. In each episode, I discuss American history through the lens of the most important battles of America's wars. To start listening now, go to ParthenonPodcast.com or search Key Battles of American History on your favorite podcasting platform.
This is Jerry Boyer for Townhall.com. At the State of the Union speech, President Biden claimed victory over inflation.
Our inherited economy is on the brink. Now our economy is literally the envy of the world. Wages keep going up. Inflation keeps coming down. Inflation has dropped from 9% to 3%, the lowest in the world, and tending lower.
Not so fast. This is a classic case of how to lie with statistics. Yes, inflation is down from 9%, but that means it got as high as 9%. When Biden took the oath of office, inflation was only 2.5%. Then it spiked all the way up to 9%, the highest in a generation. Now it's a little over 3%. So let's make it simple. Prices are 20% higher now than they were when he took office. It takes $1.20 to buy what used to cost a dollar. If we buy these lies again, your dollar is not going to buy much of anything soon. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher sees blatant election interference.
The way the rules are written, Trump has to post a bond of $454 million. Well, now the chickens have come home to roost, and she may actually get to, I don't know, seize his plane. The plane, of course, is how he's campaigning all over America. If you don't see that as election interference, you must not have a heartbeat.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround, and when it comes to marketing, consider us your personal move you forward company. In a recent study, we found that 53% of local businesses were classified as novices when it came to designing, implementing, and managing their marketing needs. And that's where Salem Surround truly shines. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be. Let us give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and what your competition is doing. Our digital sales and support teams are the best in the industry and deliver customized personal service that's second to none.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. And our guest this evening is Adrian Arsht, who, by the way, if you love the arts, you love the performing arts, cultural arts, you know the name, Adrian Arsht. And not only is she here supporting New York City with the Metropolitan Opera, as we spoke about in the last segment, but also the Metropolitan Museum of Art right across the park, but also Met Live Arts, the stage at Alice Tully Hall over at Lincoln Center. And if you come out of New York and you go to Miami, like so many of us do this time of year, you probably will catch a show at the Arsht the Performing Arts Center. So Adrian, let's just take a minute, because I think there was a benchmark with the Arsht Center in Miami that you just celebrated. And what encouraged you to support that Performing Arts Center? Because now, you know, I love that you're a woman and you're putting your name on buildings, and I wish more women would do that. And you went ahead and did it. Tell us about the background on that.
I do believe that you should put your, shall I say, your money where your mouth is, or your name on what you financially support. And I think back in the days when you had letterhead, any organization, non-for-profit, would have the board, the names of the board members down the left side of the sheet of paper. And one always reads the list to see who is supporting something. And that can be positive or negative. It's just depending upon how you feel about those individuals. But when I see people I respect have their, that are on the board or have their name on a building or a wall, I feel more confident in the value, the trustworthiness of the organization. Endorsements. I mean, we're perfectly fine when people endorse Wheaties or sports shoes or anything else. It means something when somebody's name is on the product. So right. I feel strongly that I should tell the world that I believed in this. And under studies for the Urban Institute, the definition or the qualifications for what they call a world-class city is to have a hospital, a university, a sports team, and a performing arts center. Mm-hmm. And prior to my gift in 2007, there really wasn't a performing arts center. Great sports teams, University of Miami, Florida International, hospital systems, but no performing arts center. And I felt that Miami really is a world-class city, and it should have those benchmarks.
Well, a lot of New Yorkers agree with you, and I think what you have done by having the Adrian Arsh Center, the Performing Arts Center in Miami, is you've given New Yorkers a feel of home, you know, because you're getting world-class performances there. You're getting Broadway shows that are on the road. So, I mean, I think what you do in New York is amazing, right? But I'm prefacing that in case Mayor Adams decides to blame you for the reason why so many New Yorkers have moved to Miami. So maybe we want more of you here in New York. But speaking of New York, you funded, I think, one of the most important investments, and that is for the next generation. And that is at the Metropolitan Museum of Art with the Adrian Arsh internship program. Tell us about that.
Yes, I feel very passionate that the interns should be paid so that they can get remuneration for their work. And to assume that they can take the summer off and not earn anything really limits or defines the kinds of people that can take internships. And so by paying interns, it makes it possible for people from all walks of life, all economic strata, to take a job. And that job, in this case, there are over 100 interns at the Met Museum. It's the largest museum now that pays its interns. And they are taken into all of the different departments, not just Greek statues or French paintings. The development department, the legal department, the office of the president took some interns, so that people who do intern at the Met will now be able to take that knowledge and go work in other not-for-profits, and they will have had a good resume listing for what they did. And I'm told that, well, the number of applicants tripled, and that the quality of those who are chosen is quite high, because now the people who really want to focus on this have an opportunity to be there. And yeah, the Arts Center in Miami has now pays its interns, as do most organizations, including the White House.
Well, what they didn't before you did this, I really think that you set the trend, and we got a lot of fun rolling it out, and you got a lot of publicity on it. Well earned, I would say, because it's for the right cause, and I think you led by example. And I know that in the Broadway world, where a lot of kids didn't have, they didn't need a paycheck, so they were able to intern, but then we weren't getting the diversity which we're still suffering from. And you're going to see now, bit by bit, it's changing. So you're starting from the bottom and working your way up. I just think it's fantastic. Adrian Arsh, we couldn't be the city that we are here in New York without you, without philanthropists like you. We need more of them. We need folks to feel proud about giving. And you've given them incentive to do that. And also in Miami and Washington, D.C. I'm going to let you have closing remarks. And as a frequent visitor to New York City, give us the top three things that you absolutely love about New York, or what you have to see.
Well, I always have to go to the restaurant Michael's, not because of the people that I'm dining with, but at every other table, there's somebody you know. And every city has the restaurant for that kind of gathering. And that's what I do for lunch. And for Broadway, I swear by the theatrical index, it tells me what's coming up. And something I'm really excited about is Illinois. And it's going from the Park Avenue Armory. It's moving to Broadway. It's Justin Peck choreographed it. And it's a combination of ballet, music, theater. And so one ticket gets you all.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Well, count me as your plus one if you don't have one. But Adrian Arsh, thanks again for joining us on Radio Night Live and everything that you do. Folks, don't go away. I've got some tips for your weekend.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
And paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy, and it takes time. But we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number. 800-796-9107. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-796-9107. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-796-9107. That's 800-796-9107. Again, 800-796-9107.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Segula Live, weekdays at 4 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM 970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Well, AB, we did it. Without Kevin, it wasn't the same. We do miss you, Kevin McCullough, and we are wishing you all the best for a very speedy recovery. And I miss Kevin. So, but here's some tips, because there's some beautiful things to see in New York City this weekend, including the return of the Macy's Flower Show this Sunday at Macy's in Herald Square, with world famous Macy's, 151 West 34th Street between 6th and 7th. You can experience one of the most magnificent displays of flowers. This really signifies spring has returned. It reminds me that Easter is right around the corner. This year, the flower show will be in partnership with Dior, and they have created an installation in the store's balcony level, which will take visitors through a floral field show about the brand's fragrances. So they're going to be mixing fragrances and the beauty of flowers. And FIT, which is one of the best SUNY schools right here in Manhattan, FIT is part of that. So go support the flower show. You can get more information at Macy's.com. And then if you still haven't had enough of flowers, you can just trek on up to the Bronx for the orchid show at the Botanical Gardens, where you're going to see beautiful, vibrant colors. I always think of orchids and I think of like the, you know, the white orchids that you see, but this is just a feast for the eyes. It's a florals in fashion, which is what the orchid show is called. So you got the fashion down at Macy's, and then you've got the florals in fashion. And it really is a beautiful, beautiful display. So by the way, tickets are $35 for adults and $12 for children. But remember, New York City residents receive a discount on tickets. So, and if you're a member, of course, you go for free. The gardens open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday to Sunday, and it's located at 2900 Southern Boulevard in the Bronx. You can go by Metro North right out of Grand Central. Just go to the Botanic Garden, and it's a very, very short walk. You can find out more information at nybg.org. And then, of course, Kevin McCullough, you are going to deserve a cocktail, but maybe on Sunday, okay? When you're all back and 100%, you can celebrate National Cocktail Day this coming Sunday, March 24th. So you can stir up your Negroni, which we know that you love. I think they should name a Negroni in Kevin's honor. You can go to Ellen Stardust Diner, where they have exceptional cocktails like the Miss Saigon Sling and the Music Man Hatton. Get it? See what I did there? The Music Man Hatton. Or enjoy their delicious spiked milkshake. So Ellen's is located at 1650 Broadway, West 51st Street. So they're going to be celebrating. You can get more information on Ellen's and all the wonderful things that are happening there. EllenStardustDiner.com. And AB, what are you doing this weekend? Just curious how you're spending the weekend.
You know, Christine, I am having a very relaxed weekend. And of course, sending my best to Kevin and advance of his birthday as well. But, you know, it's National Puppy Day this Saturday, the 23rd. And I'm a big fan of the AKC Museum of the Dog. And they have an actual new exhibit. And it talks about the canine unit. The NYPD is on at 101 Park Avenue East, between East 40th and East 41st Street. So definitely we'll be looking at that, museumofthedog.org.
Oh, that's great. Well, folks, plenty to do and see. Enjoy New York City. And Kevin, speedy recovery. We'll see you next week here on Radio Night Live.